Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update. Single family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara multiple listing service. This is the 1,166th week. I've compiled these statistics. 1,166th. And this is week number one of 2021. And my fiscal week is from Saturday to Friday at midnight. So it's for the week from January 2nd to January 8th, which is pretty remarkable since January 1st was a holiday. But there is no holiday for real estate agents. Things were still reported in MLS on January 1st. First of three categories, new listings. 17 new listings hit the books this week. And that's too low, but not unusual. You know, we're just starting the year out. A low of 995,000 on East Mountain Drive. And a high of, and I think Richard will probably want to make an offer on this, $39.5 million. Mm-hmm. Rancho Dos Pueblos. 214 acres. Plenty of room for your dogs and chickens. One of the 17 new listings were under $1 million. Median price, $2 million. By the way, Rancho Dos Pueblos is on the ocean. So you can have your own little private beach there. Second category, opened escrow, 16. Sweet 16 lucky people opened escrow on their single family home for the week ending January 8th. 2021, a low of 800,000 on North Aliso Street and a high of 6,599 on San Leandro, Montecito. It was on the market 2 days. 6,599. Only three of the 16 opened escrows were under $1 million. The median price, again, nearly $2 million, $1,985,000. And compare that to 2020's median price of $1,595,000. So that's a lot higher. And the third and final category, behind door number three, sold listings, 22 even luckier people closed escrow on their single family home for the week ending January 8th, 2021. A low of 850,000 on San Andres and a high of 8,750,000 on Oak Creek Canyon. Five of the 22 sold listings were under $1 million. Median price under $1,005,000, $1,478,000. Again, compare that to 2020's $1,595,000. And those are the stats for the week ending January 8th, 2021. If anyone asks you what percentage of the listings are in escrow right now, tell them 46%. Under $1 million, 72%. Now, last year at this time, it was only 20% of the listings were in escrow. And now it's 46%. Today, as of, I guess, officially January 9th, when I did the stats, we had 127 listings in escrow. Last year at this time, 75. We have 18 listings in escrow under $1 million. Last year, 22. If you're looking to buy a house under $1 million from Carp to Goleta, single family, there are seven that are not in escrow for you to choose from. Last year at this time, there were 28. If you go back to 2011, there were 151 listings, single family homes available under $1 million the first week of the year. 2010? 2011. 151. Today, seven. But the interesting part is, and overall, if you're looking for a house, we have 151 listings, single-family homes, not in escrow. Last year at this time, 291, so almost half the inventory that's available, that's not in escrow. And looking down from to 2005, I can't really find a number lower than 151. That is a huge low in terms of inventory. So we'll have to see. Go list the right house. Let's get some inventory. We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Search listings, listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program, 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you'd like to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.